This is Freedom ERP with another member podcast from AboveTopSecret.com. And strangely, this is a reply to one of my own threads. Let me explain why. I did record a podcast about being English, not British, but due to having a new computer and stupidity on the user's fault, it didn't save properly. So my words of no doubt inspiration and wisdom were lost to the world, so I thought I'd have a go at trying to recreate what I wanted to say. Anyway, the real reason for the original podcast was I was in chat talking with the Queen of Chat, Minnie, and we were just talking about stuff in general, and she was just talking about where I was in the world. She said, "You're British," and I said, "No." I typed back, "I'm English," and tried to explain to her what the difference between British and English, why I feel English and not British. So I thought, hey, here's an opportunity for a podcast just to talk about, to my mind, why I feel British first. Probably a little bit of history, and I'm going to take some liberties with this one, but the United Kingdom is made up of four major constituent elements. One is Northern Ireland, one is Scotland, one is Wales, and one is England. Those four core elements make up the United Kingdom. There are more parts to the United Kingdom, however, those are the four core elements. And each of the people in those four areas are very proud of where they come from. Certainly in Wales and Scotland, they also speak Gaelic and Celtic, another language, although most people will speak English. They seem to be very proud about the fact that I'm Scottish, I'm Welsh, I'm Irish. However, when you start to say I'm English, people start to just look at you and say, "Well, no, I can't understand that one." Or, unfortunately, what most people do is think if you're English that you are a racist and you hate other people. Yet if you say that to someone who says, "I'm proud to be Scottish, I'm proud to be Welsh, I'm proud to be Irish," no one thinks that those people are racists. And they want their country cleaned, and they only want one nation or one peoples in there. So I was really just trying to explain why I consider myself English first. Well, I suppose it's because I was born in England. I was brought up always thinking England, and I suppose a lot of people today sometimes do superimpose England and Britain together. I try not to. I try to tell people I'm English rather than British. And I suppose it's just a lot about how you feel inside. And I suppose for my American posters and ATS members, probably the easiest way to describe this would be to say, I'm lucky I know a few very good friends from Texas. And when you ask them, who are they? Almost all of them to a person will say, I'm a Texan first. Then they might say, they might then also say, I'm an American as well. So that was probably the best example, is that, you know, almost all the Texans I've met call themselves Texans first. They don't call themselves Americans first, they call themselves Texans first. And that's probably not dissimilar to the way I feel about being English. It's like, you know, people I know who are Welsh, who are Scottish, who are Irish, they are proud of their countries, they're proud of what those countries have done as part, as individual countries, and then part of the United Kingdom or Britain. So it's really just to try and say, yes, it is perfectly acceptable in my book to call yourself English, just as it's perfectly acceptable to say I'm Welsh, I'm Irish, I'm Scottish, and any other nationality across the world. It's what I believe I am. That's when people ask me who I am. I'm English first, I'm British, then I'm European, and then I'm, you know, a citizen of this planet. So just thought I'd bring that up just to let everyone know that, you know, I'm proud to be English. I'm happy about that one. If people are unhappy in my country, guess what? I don't really mind that much. So just finally, and of course, another tribute to Minnie for making me think about this one. So the Queen of Chat, Minnie, thank you very much. And certainly would encourage your members to get into chat. They make you feel very welcome, even when sometimes I don't keep up with what's going on there. But thank you very much for listening, and we're just coming up on 4 minutes and 40 seconds.